Christian.
Thank you.
I love you.
I'm Eric. My name is Doug.
Hey, Doug.
And you guys remember how it was and where you came from. Please let me hear you say, we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
That's how I got here, from the bottom.
Yeah.
And need to share about that. You know, my first convention, I picked up a white key tag. I used that night before I came down here, and the last place that I ever wanted to go was around a bunch of people that was having fun and that was, you know, not using drugs. But the person I was with at that particular time, she called me and said, "You are gone." And because of one of my character defects, which is people pleasing, I'll go. And so I came down here, you know, and I was restless, discontent, irritable, didn't want to come down here, but I came anyway. And little did I know, way back then, a seed was planted. A seed was planted. When I went up there and picked up that white key tag, you know, I felt different when I left here. Fortunately, I thought that that's all I had to do. So, you know. And that lasts probably for about 60 days. You know, so I had to keep coming back. So vigilance, that's the topic tonight. Vigilance, Kelly was explaining, is being aware. It's being attentive. It's being, you know, vigilant of your surroundings of pending danger. And I have never, ever witnessed anything as dangerous as active addiction in my whole lifetime. It's the worst thing ever. And I am very blessed to be here. And I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here.
Yeah.
Most definitely. My story is crazy. I don't have enough time to go into all of it, but, you know. But I picked up that white key tag, man, and a seed was planted. You know, when I think of vigilance, you might think this is a little crazy, but I think of Shaka Zulu. Some people's probably saying, "Who the hell is Shaka Zulu?" Was Shaka Zulu was an African warrior of the Zulu nation. And with a shield and a sword, he defended his, what he believed in. He defeated armies. He defeated neighboring tribes. And he stood for something. And that's what I think about vigilance. You know, that's what I really think about vigilance. Don't ask me why. That's what came to my head when I started thinking about vigilance. Shaka Zulu. He's a bad dude. Nobody wanted to mess with him. But anyway, you know, I got here the hard way. You know, I got to tell you this. My story is like this. I could get clean, but I couldn't stay clean.
Come on.
That was my story.
Yes.
I was able to put together 10 years one time. And I got everything to ask for. Car, money, property, and prestige.
Yeah.
I had arrived. At least that's what I thought. And I stayed that way for 10 years. And each day of those 10 years, I was vigilant because I didn't want to use. But I was doing all the other stuff that I was doing while I was using. I wanted more money. I wanted 4 or 5 girlfriends. I went to the corner. I was tricking. I was doing all that shit. And money and private prestige was a thing. I had my daughter. I got back in her life. I'm taking her to the mall every weekend, buying her clothes, buying my clothes, you know, dressing outside up, and inside I was tore from the floor. But didn't know it. I did not know it. It didn't come apparent to me. See, they say relapse happens way before you pick up the drug. 3 years of me being clean, I wanted more money, so I started selling marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Man, I was doomed to use. And I can remember each time that I got a package, I put a little bit away, just in case emergency, break glass. Reservation. I didn't look at it like that. My disease was telling me that, hey man, you know, just putting it away. It was stupid. I knew what the hell was going to happen sooner or later. You know? So somebody said something to me at my 10th anniversary, and it pissed me off. And that was enough reason for me to go and break that glass. And it started from that. And I gotta say, I got so fucking high, because I ain't used for a long time, I couldn't even find my way back home. But once I did, and calmed down, said, shit, this ain't so bad, then every night from then on, I was hit. And you know what the disease says? Well, fuck it then. You might as well go and get what you really want. And that's what I did. I got dressed up, took a shower, and everything. Put on some cologne, like I'm going someplace. I was going looking for a hooker. I was going looking for a hooker. And did I find her? Yes, I did. I asked her, where can I buy some of that stuff? She said, I got some and I got a room. Bingo! It was off to the races. Let me tell you what happened. From the very first hit, I was doing the same shit I was doing 10 years prior. Same exact thing. Some of y'all know what I mean. Same exact thing. And when I finally went through that little thing I did, that little tangent, that little run, you know, I finally woke up back in my place and shit, and I woke up and I said, God damn, what a hell of a dream that was. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I looked in my wallet, what they sent in that joint. And like, I always kept some money. And so it all dawned on me. You know, it didn't feel so bad when I realized smoking that weed and shit. You know, but the drugs. But when I knew I smoked that crack, man, I balled up like a little baby and stayed in my room for about 2 weeks. Came out, went to a meeting about a month later, and before I finally got enough courage to pick up another white key tag, after 10 years, felt so fucking bad, you know what I'm saying? But I did. But the D said, well, fuck it, did. You know, already used. So anyway, speed it up. 3 months. All it took, 3 to 4 months all it took for me to lose everything I acquired in 10 years. Everything. I was hospitalized. They had to cut my lung open because I'm one of them kind of users. I'm sure there's a whole room full of us that can't stop once you get started. I couldn't stop. And the only way that I would stop, I would be physically exhausted, had to crawl to a bed, or I passed out. And it's very rarely that happened because I could, you know, never say no. But there was times I had to say, no, I have fucking enough. I can't even lift my hand up, you know? And so I was in the hospital for that, you know? But we're talking about visions. I gotta tell you, I'm a cancer patient right now, okay? Yeah, and I believe that is a direct result of my using. Because the doctor said, well, the kind of cancer you got, boy, is like people who work in a factory, smoke a lot of cigarettes, I did that. But not enough, you know, I ain't thinking enough of that. But I started thinking about all that damn crack I smoke. All that black poison shit I put in my system every fucking day. Every day. As much as I possibly could. Lighter fluid, paint cans, and black ass Troy boy and tarry shit. Sucking it in and holding it in as long as I can. That's what I did. So the doctor said, you got cancer. So, and I know I know it came from that, you know. And so I had to take care of that shit. I had to get a 15-hour surgery. They took some parts out of my body that, you know, I still ain't really all right with to the day. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you say accept the things you cannot change. And so I'm getting better with it. But sometimes when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. But that's okay. I'm still alive. You know. And so just last June, 2016, the cancer came back. And it metastasized to my spine. And I said, oh, shit. You know, because I thought that ordeal was over, but it wasn't. And I lost all this weight. I got real sick. I was weak, just like the disease, man. That's another form of disease, you know? Another form of disease. So I'm dealing with, you know, coupled diseases and issues. But anyway, I said, oh my God, why me? You know, why not me? Who am I? I don't walk on water. I'm not God. I'm a human being like everybody else. You know, but it's just, I look at it today as a wake-up call. Because I was at the bottom, but now I'm here. I am here today. I got to get treatments 3 times a week, and you better believe I'm vigilant for that shit. I don't go watch, you know, the basketball game when it's time to get treatment. I don't take a drive through the country when it's time to get treatment. I don't go play baseball, none of that shit. I'm there getting treatment. For the reason why, because I want to live today. Because I understand life is very valuable. And I took it for granted for a long time. On a daily basis, man, I went up to somebody said, would it be okay if I have a heart attack today? Basically, that's what the fuck I did. Because every time I was taking a chance of dying. But the disease is so cunning, baffling, and powerful. It's telling me in my own voice that it's okay. It's fine. You're going to be all right. Well, you know, I pay the results. But there's a God. And I'm vigilant to him. Because maybe I didn't see all that crazy shit when I was using, but when I got sick, I seen God working in my life. I seen the power of prayer. I seen the power of people who got in touch with me and told me, man, you're going to be all right. People laid hands on me. They did all kinds of shit. Now, here I am, man. And I am truly grateful. So, talking about the disease, cunning and insidious. Ain't never seen nothing like it in my life, man. You know, it's worse than the cancer that I got. It truly is. Because it'll have me walking around and shit thinking things is all okay and that I really ain't got a disease. What's the physical, the symptoms of a disease? Well, I thought it was losing weight like I did when the cancer. I'm weak and shit. But the drugs did the same thing. I was too blind to see it. I was in denial. You know, in denial. Terrible thing. But today, I got a sponsor. He has a sponsor. I've got a network of friends, people. I go to meetings as often as I can. Narcotics Anonymous flows through my blood, man. It's a part of me today, you know, and I'm always trying to help somebody, and I try to be real vigilant about that, because like the newcomers that are in here, as Kelly said tonight, you are very important. You're very important. And please, there's one thing that I've heard when I first came around here, and I thought it was just some bullshit, is about keep coming back. Keep coming back. Very simple phrase, but it means so much because more will be revealed. More will be revealed. I'm not the same person I used to be. And I know that. Y'all, a lot of y'all don't even know me, but trust me when I say that. You know? And I was nervous coming up here, but I prayed to God, you know, let me speak. Look, I even had a little notepad over here and shit. I was thinking like months when I was asked to share about my man over there, Mr. J. Thank you, Jake. You know, every night laying in bed, can't go to sleep, thinking about what the fuck I'm going to say. You know what I mean? And believe me, all that shit went right out the window. But one thing I'm going to tell you, on the way down here to 50 today, disease was talking to me. You know you're going to be nervous. You know you're going to be scared and shit. You know you can't do this. You know I told disease? Step the fuck off. I'm working in recovery today.
That's right.
Get out my face. Because see, I ain't falling for the okie doke no more. But see, I used to listen to that shit. All those things I told you I've been through, they were perfect reasons to use. Perfect reasons. When I got sick, I got sick. Girlfriend left me. My mother died all within 3 months, 4 months. And I ain't find a reason to pick up. Because I've been blessed. So why would I slap God in the face after all what he has done for me? My higher power, I choose to call God. And he's real. And he has worked. I got to tell you this story real quick. Look, I go to Goodwill, right? and I buy t-shirts and shit. Because you can find some cool t-shirts at the Goodwill. And so I went there one day. How much time I got, bro? Okay. I went to the Goodwill one day, man. I'm going through the t-shirts. I must have went through 20 of them, right? And for some reason, I swear, right here, lightning strike me dead. I said to myself, if God wants me to have a shirt, I'm going to get one. I don't know where that came from. The very next t-shirt I pulled around and looked at it, it said, God rules. Swear to God. See, some people might say that was just a coincidence. Not me. Not me. It was a message. He was telling me, I brought you this far, I ain't gonna let you go now. I still didn't buy the t-shirt though. Because you know what I said? Maybe somebody else needs to get a message. Really? Yeah. You want to get honest for real? I really didn't like it, to tell you the truth. But anyway. But I did like the message. But a lot of things like that has happened in my life today. Vigilance is being aware. And I'm aware when things like that happen. Because it just ain't fucking coincidences, man. It ain't. You know, it might be to some, but it ain't to me. And that's what really matters. It ain't to me, man. God, man, sends me messages all the time. All the time. You know? It's like I was sitting in the window the other day, and the wind was blowing in, moving the curtains and shit. And I'm saying, well, hell, that's a power guy right there. You can't see him, but the curtain's moving. And you know, I've never seen God myself, but you know what I've seen? The miracles and the blessings that he gave me. I've been through enough. 60 years old. 60 years old. I done a lot of shit. Well, oh, and here's one of the biggest blessings. Guess what I did last night, y'all? Me and my daughter, my beautiful daughter, we went to see the Average White Band last night. Man, we cut up. Going to see the Revolution next week. Going to see Santana in August. God willing. Do you know how it feels to have your daughter with you, man, and y'all getting down together without no drugs, alcohol? And to have her look at you and say, man, this has been a lot of fun, Dad. Those are the gifts of recovery. They say we get a pay raise when we come up in here. Those are pay raises. It ain't this shit, none of that shit, none of this. It's having my daughter say, Dad, I love you, and we had a great time, and keep coming back. Yeah. Yeah, real shit, man. Boy, I tell you, this has been a journey. Started from the bottom, now I'm here. In order to stay here, the price for vigilance is freedom. The price for vigilance is freedom. Without me fighting for what I believe in, I would not be free. Today, I'm free from active addiction. Most important thing in my life. Because I flipped that shit around, there ain't no hope for me. I can't believe I made it this far. But I had. I had some reason. I thank God for that. I thank Narcotics Anonymous for that. I thank you people, all you 8,000-10,000 people showed up showing me that a lot of people can get together and love each other and do what's just have some fun. It's a wonderful thing. So anyway, I think I'm about ready to. Hey, how much time I got, man? Huh? That's it? I can sing a little bit. No. No. I ain't gonna bust your drums with that. But listen, you know, all seriousness though, God's good. Narcotics Anonymous works. Newcomers keep coming back. And thanks for letting me share. Yeah.